Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you for coming to church. Hallelujah. Yes, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good to see you here. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is what? God is good all the time. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, so today we're going to talk about something very familiar to LAT, but God wants, I guess, yeah, he wants to emphasize it. And it is like the dominant thing in the Bible, especially in the New Testament. Okay, so I've entitled today's sermon, I've entitled it Bearing Fruit to lay hold of eternal life. Okay, bearing fruit to do what? To lay hold of eternal life. Glory be to God. Okay, let's read Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 from verse 19. Paul writes to the Romans and says that, I speak in human terms, because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. Amen? So he's talking about the time when they were not born again. Okay? And during that time, they were slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness. Okay? They were free to do whatever sin they wanted. Okay? But then he says that now that you're born again, present your members, okay? Present yourself, present every part of your body as slaves of righteousness. All right? Once upon a time, you are a slave of sin. Now, you're supposed to be a slave of righteousness for holiness. Glory be to God. Verse 20, for when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. It's amazing how it's so easy to understand the Bible because the Bible keeps repeating itself. Okay? Just keep saying the same thing in other words. Okay? Verse 20, he already said it in verse 19. Okay? So verse 20 says, for when you are slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. Then he asks a question and says, what fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Okay? The thing which you used to do, which you're now ashamed of, you can't even, what? Okay? We tell anyone. There are things I did at university. Okay? And, I have to think so hard to tell them to, because I'm ashamed of them. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. And then he says that, for the end of those things is what? Death. Death here is not physical death. It is eternal death, spiritual death. Okay? Separation from God forever. Okay? While you are in hell. Okay? Death. Okay? So the end of those things is what? Is death. And he's telling us to stop them. Verse 22. But now, having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have fruit to holiness and the end everlasting life. Okay? You have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. Okay? Remember he has said, if you are living in sin, if you are a slave of unrighteousness, okay, the end is what? Death. Meanwhile, he's talking to Christians. Glory be to God. Okay, please, this letter is not to unbelievers. Do you understand? It's not to what? Unbelievers. Okay? Hallelujah. It is to believers, and it's telling them that the end of unrighteousness, basically unrighteousness, ends in death, spiritual death, eternal separation from God in hell. Glory be to God. Okay, then he tells the believers again, he tells us that we should have fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. Basically, what he's saying is that there are people who call themselves Christians, okay, but who are slaves to unrighteousness. And the end, okay, they're ending up in death. They will be eternally separated from God in hell. Christians. Then he also says that, however, there are some Christians who are slaves of righteousness. Okay? They have fruit to holiness. And their end is everlasting life. Glory be to God. It's amazing when you read what? The scriptures without sunglasses. Alright? How things are so clear. Okay, now, verse 23, okay, which shocked me, what? Yesterday when I read it, though I've read it hundreds of times, I guess. Okay? It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Okay, most of you, okay, know this scripture, don't you? Okay, you use it to tell people to get saved, didn't it? You tell them, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, in the context of what we have read, what do you think that verse means? In the context of what we have read. Remember, it is just a repetition. From verse 19 or 18, he's just saying the same thing in other words. So what does this scripture, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. This is not, it is simple, but there's no, I'm not trying to trick anyone. It is just what you see. Glory be to God. Okay, there's no trick, okay? All right? Okay, Sam, what do you think it means? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Quickly, quickly. It is very simple. Okay, who else? Yeah? Not that he's wrong, but who else? Sandra. Okay, yeah? Yeah, anyway, so, basically, this verse, okay, contrary to what we have been told and contrary to what we have taught, okay, first of all, it is talking to Christians. You understand? And it tells the Christians that the wages of sin is death. What death is he talking about? The death he has already talked about. Okay? Okay? Eternal separation from God and ending up in hell. Okay? And he's telling the Christians what he told them already, that you Christians who are slaves of unrighteousness, okay, you're gonna die, you're gonna be separated from God. And then he tells them again that the wages of your sin, you Christians. Okay, this verse was not written to what? To unbelievers. But we use it for unbelievers. And yes, it applies. But primarily, it is to us. Do you understand? Okay? Then he says, by the gift of God. Now, this one is short. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. What does that mean in the context of what we have read? Geraldine. Now, that's like, you know, in context, you see, the problem with us, Baroque, okay, not all of us, but some of us, we just get verses here and there. One covers in each chapter, you understand? But we should get used to reading like an entire chapter. Okay? So now you realize that this verse, first of all, you see, okay, to who, okay, who's going to receive the gift, the free gift? Eh? Okay, who's going to receive the gift of God? Who wants to try? Brother, you're right. Eh? Okay? Who else wants to try?
Believers.
The what? This is very simple. Yes? Exactly. Believers living in righteousness. Glory be to God. Give a big hand clap to me, says it's okay. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And she deserves a gift, isn't it? Okay? Because she has answered in righteousness. Glory be to God. Yeah. Manzi, clap for your mother as she comes to receive the gift. Yeah? Keep my wallet. Okay? So now, you see, Joan, I was shocked yesterday when I read this scripture without sunglasses. You know, in context, this gift of God, you know, the gift of God, eternal life, okay, ultimately, at the end of the day, it is going to be given to believers who are slaves of righteousness. Not just those who say that they believe in Jesus, okay? But it's right, you understand, eh? However, faith without works is dead. So if you believe in Jesus, there are corresponding works. Okay? What actually is called the fruit of the Spirit. Righteousness. Glory be to God. Okay? The gift of God. Okay? The gift. Okay? And when the Lord comes, He's giving it to who? This gift of eternal life. He's giving it to who? The believers. Yeah, those who believe in Jesus and their slaves all righteousness. Glory be to God. It is clear. We've been reading the same thing from verse 19. Verse 19 was saying exactly that. Verse 20 that. Verse 20, you know. Glory be to God. But we got this scripture and we already thought it doesn't, it is not for us. It is for Abatali Balokole. Alright? So we tell them that the wages of sin is death, but the gift, the free gift, you know, is eternal life. Just accept Jesus, you have eternal life. You know? And that's true. However, if they don't live in righteousness, they won't, at the end of the day, when the Lord comes, they won't receive that, the gift of eternal life. Glory be to Jesus. Amen? Man, I was shocked. I always read this, you know. In fact, you just fly over it. You know, you're like that one. I know. Shoo, you just, now what next? Verse 24, if it exists, okay? Because you, Ojimani from Budo, you understand? Budo mwari barokole wad. Ojimani, ojibuka kobu, see what? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God eternal life in here. You know, eh? You only pull it out when you're witnessing to someone. Okay? However, primarily it is talking to you. It is talking to us. Glory be to God. Okay? And now you realize that this gift actually, you have a role to play. It is not, there's something you do to receive the gift. Glory be to God. Okay? There's something you do contrary to what we shout. Eh? Okay? You have to do practice righteousness for you to get the gift. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? It is only unserious parents, irresponsible parents, who give kids gifts which they haven't earned. That is very unserious. Eh? Okay. Hallelujah. And you're just what? Conditioning kids to fall for the false grace gospel. Say amen. Hallelujah. All right? Okay, if it is a gift for birthday, yeah, that one, you know. But a gift, wow, you're a nice kid, but when you know the kid is not nice, no more gift. Eh? You're what? You're messing up yourself. Eh? You're messing up yourself. Eh? Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. You know, eh? There's a saying in Uganda that, like learning never ends. Okay, I've been born again since 1998. Those are 23 years. And it is just yesterday that now I properly understood verse what? 23. Glory be to God. Okay? Galatians. Okay? By the way, if you want to understand Galatians, read Romans. And if you want to understand Romans, read Galatians. Okay? Galatians and Romans, they're the same. Okay? Galatians is just a summary of Romans. Eh? Okay? Just like Ephesians and Colossians, eh? They're the same. So if there's a verse which messes you up in Ephesians and you don't know what it means, go and look for that subject in where? Colossians. Glory be to God. So, Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. He says that now the works of the flesh are evident. Okay? The works of the flesh. Okay? This is not holiness. This is not the fruit that leads to eternal life. The works of the flesh, sin. Okay? And the works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, okay, idolatry, sorcery, hatred. But the sorcery includes all things of magic. Eh? Okay? There's some of you who pay money for your kids to go and watch magic. Okay? Magic. This is one which is just tricks, right? Tricks. Just a tree, you know. But there's magic. Okay? We paid, you know. But did we pay or were we cornered into it when we went for honeymoon in Thailand? Yeah? Thailand, yeah, we ended up, you know, you pay money and it is a package. Yeah? And we ended up what? A magician, you know. And yes, I believe because there's something that happened to us and probably it was what? A consequence of having attended that sorcery event. Okay? Sorcery. But that is what? That is not for you. Alright? But sorcery, hatred, contentions. Basically, you know, contentions. You know what that means. Okay? Jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, causing divisions. Okay, evil stuff. Okay, heresies. Okay, envy, murders, drunkenness. Okay, then how do you pronounce this one? Reveries. Okay, you go, you get drunk, you get you sweat, then you even do what? Okay, do other things. Okay, by the way, I wanted to send you a message, you know. Yesterday, because one time you sent me a message, once or twice, that you give up for me, being a pastor. Okay? Man, you see, Glory be to God. Anyway, I was going to send you a message to tell you that man, being a pastor is a what? It is not a simple thing. Glory be to God. Okay? When you know the things God reveals to you and you saw that, hey, the whole church was out of this, had it all given to everybody, what? But God said, no. Alright? Then God at times just gives you some what? A scar. And not just a scar, two scars. You know, and you realize, hey, we need. Okay? Glory be to God. Yeah, being a pastor, especially if, okay, you really want, especially if you believe, you know, it looks like there are pastors who don't believe that there's heaven. You know, And they don't believe that there's hell. Because if you believe that those two places really exist, if you really believe that those two places exist, and you call yourself a woman of God, a man of God, a pastor, okay, your ultimate desire, your number one calling should be to make sure that all the people, okay, God has given you, okay, they enter the kingdom. All right? Now, the easiest way out of that responsibility, okay, it is to just say, once saved, always saved. Now it doesn't matter anymore. Now you're not, what? Responsible. You know, you're like, ah, waroko kawati mbudo wat, finished. You understand? But if you believe the truth that actually the wages of sin is death for Christians, okay, then you're going to do your best. You're going to pray for the people God gives you. You're going to teach sense, okay, to make sure that they all make it. Glory be to God. Okay? Anyway, so, yes, the works of the flesh, so you've seen them, okay? Then he says, and the like, because there are others also, unforgiveness. Do you realize that stealing is not here? Stealing? It is not the last. So you cannot say these are the only one. Works. He says, and the like, stealing. And what? Not submitting to your husband. I heard you saying something like, selfish. Well, he said, and the like, meaning warrior navy, la la. Glory be to God. Okay? And Paul assumes that you. Anyway, so then he says that. What does he say after that? He says that, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past. Meaning that Paul kept telling these people. He didn't tell them once, and they now category holy forever. Okay, there are still issues. He says, I told you once, and I tell you again, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In Romans, he says that, basically, they will die. The wages of sin is death. Glory be to God. Same thing, the wages of sin is death. You're not eternally separated from the Lord. Okay? And not in Florida, you know, somewhere. In hell. Glory, you know, yeah, in hell. Not somewhere, okay, God, you're there, you're having your blast with your super righteous guys. Then you've created us a place where we shall also be there, but it's kawa, but we're not with you. You're no big deal. No. Eternally separated. In hell. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Okay, and here he termed it as not inheriting the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Okay, I want every one of us to inherit eternal life. Glory be to God. Really, I'm serious. Okay, it is my desire. Hallelujah. It is our desire that as our kids were here, as they grow up, okay? Number one, of course, that they will accept the Lord Jesus, okay, with understanding, okay? And then they will go on to live, okay, a life worthy of the calling that they are received in the Lord, okay? All right? Okay? And a life that also, of course, which pleases you as a parent. Okay? You can show off your son. Because you know if guys go on Google what, to check him out. You understand? Well pleasing. Glory be to God. And of course, that entails you, okay, living right, being a good example. You can't tell your kid not to do something and then what? You're doing it. Hallelujah. Okay? So, basically, we're supposed to bear fruit, okay, that we may lay hold of eternal life. Glory be to God. And when you talk about that, you know, I thought we should also read the parable of the sower. Okay, the parable of the sower, you all know it, but we shall read it. Okay, because I got a revelation that man, but, you know, what will I'm charged, like, for we are saints, holy saints, you know, a mystery of who is the Antichrist, you understand? But God is like, man, please, nyamba. Okay, so Jesus says in Luke chapter 8, verse 4, the Bible says, and when a great multitude had gathered, and they had come to him from every city. You know, there's a clip which Rachel shared with you in the week about the fire of God, you understand? And in there, there was a statement of how churches are filled with members, okay, but with few Christians. I mean, that's true. Members. Members. You aren't sure to have members, many members, which is okay, by the way. You know my heart. But few Christians. Few what? Christians. Okay? All those members, okay, they are ending up in death. But there you are as a pastor boasting of you have the largest church. Nenga abantu bagenda mugeyena. Mubazanyisa buzanyisa mukolabo conferences or which city, you know, eh? And one of the reasons you do them is to get money from them. We call a conference, a 3-day conference, Wednesday to Saturday. Wednesday to what? So you got their man on Sunday, Katinova Bazaar. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That is also money. And they are coming tomorrow, Sunday. That is one of the reasons for this stupid what? But for some reason, people don't see through them. Now, I'm not against conferences, you understand? If they're of God. But some of them, it's just stupidity, robbery. Glory be to God. Instead of getting people sense in their heads to live right, okay, to inherit eternal life. I remember the story which Elvis told me years ago. So there was a pastor in KPC. I won't mention his name. And there was nothing wrong with him, you know. But anyway, he was there. And he used to wear specs. Okay, now this guy who, Bambi, he began to very saved and on fire for God. And he began to get issues, Bambi, in his head. Mental issues. So, and this guy, one time, Elvis, he told me, he knew him, but for me, I don't know him. But see, now this guy, one time, went to CPS. CPS? Central Police Station. Went to police. And to report a case. Again, in a case. Okay? That Gary Skinner wants to kill him. Gary Skinner wants to kill him.
Do you know what it means to walk to police and you say, yeah, the girl, you know? First of all, Gary Skin, I guess, you know? Then later, I think he went to Miracle Center, Kayanja, you know? Kayanja's church. And he told some of those junior, the pastors there, he told them that he's a pilot. Anyone, this guy's got excited. Wow. Can you imagine our pastor is believing for a plane, eh? And now, before it comes, God has sent a pilot. Wow, you know, guys testified. you know, then one day, as guys are there, you know, the guy, what? He's like, give me like a 500. Asking for what? 500 shillings, man. Guess what? So again, a pilot, that's when they realize that, man, this guy is what? This guy. Have you ever heard of that story? You must have, because I guess it was in your circles. And so, back to KPC. So, there was a pastor used to what? You know? So, one time, this guy goes to KPC. Okay? He enters in there, you know? Then he finds this pastor. With this boo grass. It is obvious. Who told me this story? Then he got him. He's like, these are true stories. You see, that's why it is so. People who say that salvation is boring, they just don't, they're not in church, they're not in really in salvation. Because salvation, there's stories you can what? You can make a movie, by the way, you understand? And entertain yourself. Okay? Then apparently, yeah, I think Gary knew him. Okay? So apparently one time Gary phoned him. Okay? Then he told him, are you the one who is intimidating my pastors? Then the guy said, what? Yeah, someone, like even Elijah was persecuted, why? Assured Gary, why? After he had told Pastor Mark, he goes, you know him? Mark, she goes, that, oh, what? Glory be to God. But God is what? So, and when a great multitude had gathered and they had come to him from every city, he spoke, okay, to them by a parable. And what did he say? He said that a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside and it was trampled down and the birds of the air would devour it, okay? They ate it. Okay, and Jesus, in verse 11, gave the interpretation of that. Okay, he said that first of all, the seed is the word of God, the word of the kingdom. And he said that those by the wayside are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. So these ones even don't get saved. Alright, they hear the word. Now, yeah, they don't get saved. Okay? Then, in verse 6, okay, he continued the parable and he said that some seed fell on rock. And as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Then Jesus, in verse 13, gave the interpretation. And the interpretation, he says that the ones which fell on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, okay? Balokoka, you know? And these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation, fall away. They fall away from salvation, okay? Temptation also, I think in Matthew, it says in tribulation, when it comes, you know, hard times, eh? Hard times come, okay? They fall away, okay? So, that means that they don't bear fruit. You understand? Eh? Then Jesus went on in verse 7 and he said that, and some seed fell among thorns.
And the thorn sprang up with it and choked it. Okay? And he gave the interpretation. He says, the ones that fell among thorns in verse 14 are those who, when they have heard, go out. Okay? So they have heard, they believe the word, they get saved. Then they go out and are choked with cares, with riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. Okay? Remember, we're talking about bearing fruit, okay? So that we can lay hold of eternal life. And Jesus here says that one of the things that prevents Christians from bearing fruit, and for that matter, they'll end up in hell, okay, is, the cares of this life, riches, okay, the pleasures of life, okay, both those who have them and those who don't, okay, because those who don't have them keep thinking about them. They are like, for me, I can do anything for money. You understand? Money, what, Okay? I remember one time, there's a preacher who said that there are some young men in church, okay, who are very holy. Very, very holy, you know? They don't, whatever, with women, what, very holy. Okay? But he said that those guys are not really holy. Because they are just like that because, but anyway, in their hearts, they are like, the day I get the money. Because now I'm just here, I'm broke, so man, And in there, they are there holy. Now you think they're the holiest guys in church. Because they don't do that. There's no story about them. But when in their hearts, they're like, carry those girls, man. You know, I can't take her out, to tipsy. Tipsy. Remember tipsy? Tipsy. Tipsy. Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. Christian, say amen. So, but nenge chintu chivali munda. The day in their hearts, they are like, the day ever get money. Okay. Yeah. The true colors. You understand? So you can see, they don't have the money, but again, you understand? So that in a sense, they're not any different, okay, from the men who have money, the saved men who have money, and they're just messing up young girls, what, widows, married women, bona. Because of what? Money. And then some idiot tells them that, no, you got saved in P3. You are okay, one saved, already saved. You understand? Okay? But anyone who preaches that thing is an idiot in the kingdom. It's a truth. And those people are very dangerous because they are leading people to hell. That's what makes them very, very dangerous. It's very bad. It's very what? Bad to preach something that is getting people into hell. You understand? So, yeah, you cannot say, Pastor, what? Those bad words, idiot, what? But that's the truth. Okay? Jesus called them fools. Hallelujah. Now you know Abigail is going to report me to her mother. What? I said a bad word. Okay? Yeah, but glory be to God. So let riches not get you, okay, not get you not to bear fruit. Because remember, the gift of eternal life is going to be given to those who bear fruit. You saw it. Okay? The wages of death, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, okay, for those who are slaves of righteousness. Hallelujah. Can you move to Nyamwe? Like, Pastor, that is utopic. If we are above it, what? Okay? But from the info God gave me last week, no. The Mugenda, what? You're like, Pastor, you've been saying those things since 2018. Really, 29 chipia, 29 revelation. Can't you tell us a mystery?
The mystery of what? The mystery of this. Garbage. Those mystery things. It is just puffed up minds. People want you to think that they are deep so that you can follow them, so they can rip you off. You understand? You can see. Don't be fooled. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Mr. Zisoki. Okay? We need them every now and again. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. So, by the way, today, God wants us to emphasize this. This money thing. This material thing. Because, like you read the parable, it's one of the things which causes people not to bear fruit. And for that matter, they are ending up in hell. Okay? Both those who have it, okay, and those who don't. You know, Both. So you cannot say that, riches are evil. What? That is also what? Stupidity. Hallelujah. Okay, money is not the problem, but it is how you relate with it. That is the issue. Glory be to God. Amen? So God's desire is, according to Luke 18:15, okay? The seed that fell on good ground. Okay, Jesus says that in Luke 8:15 that, but those who fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word, with a noble and good heart, keep it. Okay? Keeping it there means they guard it. They guard the word. You understand? Okay, they keep the word. They guard it. And for that matter, they bear fruits. Hallelujah. And without fruit, no one is going to inherit the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Amen? Andrew, say amen. Hallelujah. So God's emphasis today, by the way, wants to this thing of what? Umane. It is serious. How you relate with what? With umane. What occupies your head? Okay, what are you ready to do because of for what? Some of you are saved, but you know, if Denise gives you something to do, maybe to paint a house, you first agree that what? 500. Then the moment you contract, you're like, mchalawa honorable. You know, Kati, you start now game so that, Kati, why, Kati, why, Chili, Kati, you know, you're like, you know, I'm leaving this house when I've built my own. I think the only day, Bafunye 300 million shillings for cars. And he hasn't bought the car. He's still driving his car. What? Barely a cent. I think the centers are fair. Those are our taxes. These politicians, they're just eating our money. I have to get back my money. All right? You see, but being a crook, it's going to get you in hell. It is not like a light thing. You're like, but for me, I'm not as bad as what? As the other rich men. But you're the same. The only difference when you end up in hell might be that, the other guy is in a hotter place than yours. But you're all in fire, man. Okay? You know there are degrees of fire in hell? But you're all in the same place. Hallelujah. I fear hell, man. I fear because I got convinced that it is there. I fear it. That is why my kids, that is why I'm not ready to steal money just because I have to send my kids to what? To school. You understand? I'd rather take my kids what? Boogie Road, you know? Boogie Road? Do you know it or you don't know? Boogie Road, you know? Buganda Road, we used to call it Boogie Road. Bugira. Anyway, this is why I'm giving it as an example, because I hear right now it is a UP school. It is like gone. Bugiro, Nakasero, Kitante, the colonialists, that's where their kids used to go. Kitante. And then afterwards, after they have danced, then Nebagenda Koku Museum. Okay. You understand? It was a very good school, you know. Now, man. All right? So I guess they pay like, I don't know, 80K? I don't know. UPE, don't they pay around that? Huh? Yeah, I'd rather do that, man. But don't steal and end up in hell. And then even you pay much money. Then the kids get out for 5 years, they're looking for a job. So why did you steal? You stole for nothing. Do you understand? Some of these things of education, And we just have to do our best and to pray so that God blesses our kids. But things can happen, 5 years, man, you paid a billion shillings, and now it is 7 years. Then gets a job and someone's offering, what? You first do orientation. We have to first see whether you're really good. And you shall just be giving you transport and lunch. Just exploitation. Free services, free labor. Orientation. Yes, it's here. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, John the Baptist, you remember John the Baptist came to prepare the way for the Lord, isn't it? You know that. Okay. And when he came, in Luke chapter 3, verse 7, so as he was baptizing and preaching to people, he said to the multitudes that came to be baptized by him, he said, "Brood of vipers, who wants you to flee from the wrath to come?" The wrath of God for those who are not going to inherit eternal life, okay? Who wants you to flee? Then he told them, therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. Okay? We're supposed to bear fruit worthy of repentance. When we repent and we accept Jesus, it doesn't end there. We are supposed to bear fruit worthy of repentance. We are supposed to walk a life worthy of the calling that we have received. Okay? Then he says somewhere in verse 9, he says that now, even, he says that the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Elijah, have you seen that? I tell you, don't say that this was before the cross. That is the stupidity we used to preach. This was before the cross. But after the cross, Calvary covered it all, past, present, and future. I just read you Galatians. It is after the cross. Romans, it's after the cross. They're all talking about what happens when you don't bear fruit, just like John was saying. Okay? And so verse 10 says, so the people asked him, saying, what shall we do then? Okay? In a sense saying, you know, how or what fruit should we bear? Okay? Verse 11 says, and he answered and said to them, he who has two tunics, okay, two shirts, let him give to him who has none. Remember, God said he wants to emphasize the other ground, which didn't bear fruit because, the seed was choked, the plants, and they didn't, and he says it's because of riches, cares of this life. Okay, so John here gives the solution. Okay, bear fruit, giving. He says, let him give to him who has none. Glory be to God. God wants you to be a giver. Not all the money that he gives you is yours. Okay? And then there are some people who think that for them, they are there to be given. You understand? They think that Hillary has their money. Every time they talk a church, by the way, I'm not talking about this church, any church, a fellowship, there's a category who always think that now they're telling honorable, Mrs. Honorable. They're telling Miss Honorable to give to me. So after the service, they'll go to Miss One. Then they'll concoct a sad story. You know, my mother died. You know, Chichusa. Chichusa in Ruero. You know, remember the bush war? My mother died. Oh, my father. Then they look in their eyes like this. To real see. You know, they appeal to that, the compassion of women. You remember I told you, women are great people. And that's why they're fleeced a lot when it comes to money things. Baba Jira ne Baba. You know? And you find a woman who has now, who not only has the compassion of a mother, okay, but she also has the gift of giving. That one, eh? What? My mother died, what? My family, what? Remember the bush war? Yeah. Now I was the firstborn. So they left, what? My siblings are seven. I'm, what? Now there are times they called me. That now they want school fees. And they're doing exams tomorrow. They make the thing real. Eh? They don't push it. They're doing exams next week. There are math. They bring it tomorrow. Then they first pause and look at you. So there's a category of human beings who think that for them, they're exempt from giving. That, you know, they're supposed to be given. Now, you know, that's not right. Everyone, whichever level you are. I'm sure even in Kwanzaa came with offertory. You know, she doesn't earn, but she has some dimes, okay? Okay, so giving, okay? Then he says, let him give to him who has none, and he who has food, let him do likewise. Share, okay? Sharing is a sacrifice that God is well pleased with. Okay? Then tax collectors also came to be baptized. Baruch will say, you are a chaps. This guy, what's his name? Has become an MP now. Huh? What? Apparently, you are a thug, man. Thug, proper. I saw him on TV that time, UBC. Girl, wow, collect tax set, wow. What is that guy, man? Money. You know, tax collector now Bambi. They have believed John. Hey, boss, what should we do? Okay. And John tells them, in verse 13, he says that, collect no more than what is appointed for you. As in, don't steal, don't cheat. Okay, because stealers, cheaters, okay, are ending up in what? Ending up where? In hell. Because that is not a fruit of the Spirit. Remember, Galatians says, and such things. Okay. All your obis in Buddha were thugs. Contact. Contact. Buddha had a fellowship. Smack to be at the end. Be at the end a little bit, but they chucked some of those guys. Muhozi was also born again. In Smack. Had a fellow, you know. They used to pray at night, hiding behind those. We had a place called California. California. As in the great. I hate that place. Lunch, after lunch, dodge classes, you go to California, Calif, to pash. The green grass, man. Meanwhile, the breeze from Navinonia. You understand? I hear that place was wonderful. California, Calif, we call it Calif. And so the Sevdis at night would go and run there and pray. What? Muhoz used to be among them. Okay? And yeah. And yeah, those guys. Okay, you had better tell them that having been in contact, Buddha Fellowship, Techibatas, if they don't stop stealing. Hallelujah. If they don't what? UNRWA. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. BYU, it's hard to steal. There's some places where money is at what? It's easy to what? To hammer. It's easy to what? To hammer. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Remember I told you God who told me don't let them what? Make you believe that what? That they okay, so he told them stop, okay? Don't collect more than they have told you to collect. Then in verse 14 says, likewise, the soldiers asked him, saying, what shall we do? Never silicate a barrel coca. Have you heard? Even soldiers, there are soldiers who are born again. Like Tumwine. Now you're laughing. That man is born again. Okay? But you want him to deal with you with what? They are called what? Soft gloves? Kids' gloves, what? No, I'm local. And now I'm not saying everything he's doing is perfect. The areas in his life where God wants him to bear fruit. Alright? Okay? Glory be to God. Which other one? Which other one? Any soldiers now courage? Barokoka. Okay? So what does he tell them? What does he tell the soldiers? Yes, do not intimidate anyone, accuse falsely, and be content with your wages. Okay? That's what God also wants you. He said, be content. Okay? Because it says, okay, that contentment with godliness is great gain. Be content. Yes, desire to get more, okay? For you to be increased at your workplace. Okay? But that desire should be with contentment. You're like, God, you've given me this 200,000. Thank you. Once upon a time, I had nothing. And with this 200,000, first of all, I don't need rent. Because I'm still at my dad's house. In my dad's house. So can you come out? Take what is our rent? Because to the tiger. You understand? The 200,000 does, you know, it's helping you. Be content. Okay? As you give, you understand? Eh? And as you're not plotting to steal from those who earn more than you. Do you understand? Glory be to God. So that is what John told guys, okay? Remember? Anyway, that's what he told them. And that's what God is telling you. Glory be to God. You don't have to be like your sister. You understand? Eh? Yeah, you know. Eh? You don't have to. Okay? Your kids don't have to go to the same school as your brother. Huh? Or as Museveni's grandkids. Do you understand? There's no scripture like that. So don't be a saint, you know. You end up in hell for nothing. Of course, there will be a reason. Are you listening to me? Just be content. Don't compare yourself with your nephew. Somehow, you don't know how she did it. Okay? But your sister married a rich man. Never call a mbaga. It was even in the newspapers. Bajisane ku TV. Kati nawe. The thing on your head is you're looking for a rich man. How we got the money for you don't care. But how can I take home a man who's, you know, who is, wow, you know, you end up in hell for nothing. Then her firstborn is in Lohana. Okay? Oh, her firstborn, what? They paid for her money in the UK, what? Binebiyama kerere, what? Such stupidity, it will get you what? Be content, man. Hallelujah. Praise, say amen. Money, just be faithful. Okay? Make your request be known unto God. You understand? Be faithful with a little. If you're faithful with a little, you'll be entrusted with what? With much more. Glory be to God. Amen? 1 Timothy, as I end. 1 Timothy chapter 6, from verse 6. It says that godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. So you steal money and you buy a village, a square mile, a village. Meanwhile, while you have it, you're not doing anything with it. Watch together. It is just in your CV. I have a square mile. You understand? Okay? And when you leave, you're not going to carry that square mile with you. Okay? But most probably, the devil will give you one in hell. Okay? He says, having food and clothing, with these, we shall be what? Content. Hallelujah. But those who desire to be rich, okay? God is not, by the way, against being rich. This is talking about something else. Greediness. Okay? Those who desire, it's like this, like some demonic passion for wealth. Okay? Those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and what? Perdition. Do you know what perdition means? Okay? Perdition means they're lost. Okay? Death, eternal death. Okay? Greediness for money. Greediness for material things. Alright? People, he's saying that people have been destroyed and have ended up in hell. Perdition. Okay? Verse 10 says, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Okay? Not all evil, okay, is because of the love of money, but a lot of it, okay, is because of the love of money. For which some have strayed from the faith. You see, Paul is just repeating himself in other ways. He has talked about destruction and perdition. Alright? Now he's saying straying from the faith. Same thing. Straying from the faith. They have departed from the Lord. Okay? And they're ending up in hell. Eternal death. Okay? Hallelujah. Then it says in verse 11, but you, O man of God, okay, you, woman of God, flee these things. Flee what? These things. Flee the love of money. Flee greediness. Okay, flee those things. Okay, be moved by the desire to share, the desire to bless others. Okay, like John said, flee these things and do what? Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. What are these? These are simply the fruit of the Spirit, which is needed in order to lay hold of eternal life. Do I think you should pursue? Don't all your time think about money with the goal of your thing about how you can fleece them, how you can cheat, how you can, Don't do that. You're going to end up in hell for nothing. And by the way, my heart's desire, like I told you, is that we might all enter the kingdom. Glory be to God. We should all enter the kingdom. Who is say amen? Hallelujah. All right? We must all, okay? Remember, Jesus said what? If we do bad things, what is going to happen to us? In your dream? Okay, so pursue the gifts of the Spirit. Then in verse 12 it says, fight the good fight of faith. Meaning that you don't say, I got saved in contact, in Budo, in Gayaza. So, Chagua. He said, fight. Because there's a fight, okay? Someone wants you to drop out. Okay? And one of the instruments that is used is the love of money. Okay, fight the good fight of faith. Okay, lay hold on eternal life. The love of money will get you out of it. So, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold of eternal life by pursuing the gifts of the Spirit, okay, and forsaking the love of money. Are you listening to me? Okay? And by the way, you are already called to eternal life. But lay hold of it. Okay? And when the Lord returns, he will give you that gift of eternal life. Like we saw in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. All right? Glory be to God. Verse 17. Command those who are rich, okay, in this present age. And this is talking about, is talking to Christians. The Christians who are, God has blessed them and they are rich. Some are rich because they inherited stuff from their parents. Some are rich because, the guy is a pilot. All right, guy is a what? A real pilot. All right, and they pay, the pilots are paid well. But not because they are faithful in the things of God. No. It is just that the thing God called them to, okay, pays well, but they're not. So, someone having more money than you doesn't necessarily mean that they are more faithful than you. Do you understand? Like just being in America and working in the States, definitely you're going to earn more money than a guy in Uganda. So it is not that Americans are very faithful with money. American Christians, no. They live in a different economy. Do you understand? All right, so be careful to say that man, guy mulokolo, guy mulokole, God has blessed him because they are faithful. No, you see what they have. Sometimes it's not that. It is just that God called them in a certain area where they'll be there, but when God is like, you're not faithful. Okay? So it's a command those who are rich in this present age not to be proud or to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Then he tells them in verse 18, let them do good. Okay, let them do what? Let them do good. That is giving that John talks about. Giving is a fruit of the Spirit. Let them do good that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Glory be to God. We have to lay hold on eternal life. And how do we do that? By bearing fruit. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Pray for me as I pray for you. Pray for one another that we may all bear fruit. Glory be to God. That we may all enter the kingdom of God. Mkwanzi knows. Bad people are not going to heaven. Bad people are not going what? People who do bad manners, they're not going to heaven. Yeah. The kids know that. But somehow their parents help them to what? To forget that as they grow up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you for the words that we have received. We pray, O God, that the enemy shall not come and steal.
this word. Help us, O God, to guard it, that we may bear fruit, the fruit by which we shall inherit the kingdom. The fruit because of which we shall receive the gift of eternal life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that you sent unto us, who helps us. He's our helper. And he helps us to obey you, to keep your commandments, to walk in holiness, to walk in righteousness, to be slaves of righteousness and not slaves of lawlessness. Father, help us. Give us a desire, Father. Some of us don't have the desire to live right. But give us that desire, O God. Give us a desire. If we don't have that desire, O God, to live holy lives, give us a revelation of heaven. That give us a revelation of the kingdom. How the kingdom, your kingdom, is going to be like. So that that will motivate us, O God, to live for you. You can even give us a revelation of hell, of what it will be like to be eternally separated from you. And that will cause us, oh God, to live as children of God. Father, help us. Help us to bear fruit. Help us to bear the fruit that is true of your children. Help us, God. Father, provide for us this week. Provide for us, oh God. Many are in need of different things. I thank you, Father, for you provide for them. In the name of Jesus. Many don't know what to do in particular, in specific areas of their lives. They need to make decisions. They need to know what to do, oh God. Father, speak to them that they may know what they should do and how they should do it, that they may be a success. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.